This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Let's take a breather from the news for a few minutes and talk about what's happening this weekend. As we do each week, we are getting some recommendations for arts and culture events in the Puget Sound region. And today, we're talking with Gerald Pierce, arts and culture reporter at the Seattle Times. Gerald, great to talk with you again in this new year.
Thanks for having me on again.
Lovely to have you. Okay, get us started. What's your first pick for us?
My first pick is going to be Becoming Othello, A Black Girl's Journey at Seattle Shakespeare, which is an autobiographical show from Deborah Ann Bird, who, if folks don't know, is the founding artistic director of Harlem Shakespeare Festival in New York. And the play, it's a one-woman play, and it tells the story of how Deborah Ann found Shakespeare and eventually played Othello herself, and how that whole experience changed her life forever.
Yeah. You've written quite movingly about this performance. Tell me what you loved about it.
It's got to be the poetry of how Deborah Ann Bird writes and performs. It's this kind of mixture between someone performing a role really well on stage and being herself on stage, but also with that feeling of like slam poetry, where the way she uses words and the way she turns a phrase and weaves 200 lines of Shakespeare throughout her work, it becomes this excellent spoken word poem at the end, and it's incredibly moving.
Yeah, just claiming the bard for herself. The show, Becoming Othello, A Black Girl's Journey, it's in its final performances this weekend, I understand, at Center Theater at Seattle Center. Thanks for sharing with us about that one. Okay, what else caught your eye?
The next thing I would want to point folks toward would be Barry Johnson's solo exhibition called For Real, Though, at Winston Wachter Fine Art. If folks are unfamiliar, I personally became familiar with Barry Johnson's work when writing about the Midtown Square building in the Central District, where Johnson created these beautiful, colorful panels that are on the side of the building, as well as the sculpture of James W. Washington Jr. that sits on one of the corners. And this exhibition takes Johnson's work and he turns it on himself. The portrait aspect is so important, especially because in the background of a lot of the works you'll see in this exhibition, you can see portraits that he's done of other people in his past work. So the way Barry Johnson typically works is he'll take an entire year to work on one idea or one concept. And so this exhibition, he turns the camera more or less on himself, but also reflects back on work he's done before. He recreated the artwork that's in the background of his portraits from memory based on journals that he's kept rather than revisiting the painting itself. So it's a little bit about him, but also about the work he's done in the past and how that all comes together to create the artist known as Barry Johnson.
All right. His solo exhibition, For Real, Though, runs through February 25th at Winston Wachter Fine Art in Seattle. Okay, what else would you like to recommend for us?
The next show would be An Endless Shift at Arts West, which takes verbatim stories from healthcare workers during COVID and turns that into a theater piece. The play is devised by Gloria Alcala and playwright Alma Davenport. It's a documentary play, and Alcala performs as four nurses and a respiratory therapist using their words from interviews verbatim to tell their story about working during COVID.
You know, Gerald, it's so interesting to hear about a show like this because for a lot of us, you know, we want to put COVID in the rear view, right? We're ready to move on. So I'm wondering how this kind of real life telling of stories that actually happen in real life on the stage, what's the impact of a show like that?
You know, it's interesting because this play reminds me a lot of Anna Devere Smith's Twilight Los Angeles 1992, which Smith created using interviews with folks who were in some way connected to the 1992 riots in LA. And it premiered 2 years after that. And I think the important thing about this kind of very personal documentary work is that theater has a unique ability to keep us honest and keep us accountable to things that we might want to get rid of in our minds or might want to pass on. But the reality of the situation and why I think this piece is so important is that we're not fully out of this pandemic. And despite how much we may want to put this in our rear view, this play continues to remind us what our healthcare professionals are working with and dealing with and the trauma that comes along with that.
The show is An Endless Shift at Arts West in West Seattle, and it is open now through February 19th. Gerald Pierce is an arts and culture reporter with the Seattle Times. Gerald, thank you so much for all of this.
Thanks so much for having me.